Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do the last few ahadith to complete the chapter, Babu Fadli Qira'at al-Quran, the chapter on the virtues of making tilawat of Quran Sharif. As we explained yesterday, the Quran Sharif has a magnetic effect of drawing the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, drawing sakina, tranquility, etc. So we should, when we read in Quran Sharif also, we should have that yakin that this Quran Sharif, this tilawat of Quran Sharif will attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will attract that sakina that we are looking for, that contentment of the heart. Allah ta'ala has left it in these things. And the things that repel and chase away the sakina, this tranquility, the rahmat and the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gunas. Sin is such a thing that will now repel. So therefore you find sometimes a person that in his shop, he'll play Quran Sharif in the morning. Often it happens, people will play Quran Sharif in the morning, they'll start the day with Quran being played in their shop. And then they forget, halfway through then they got music being played in the same shop. So that is the thing that now will repel this playing of music and guna and sins being brought into the shop, is the thing that will repel and send away that barakat from that shop. So similarly in the home, when there is tilawat, if Quran Sharif being read, and there is zikr taking place and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking place in a home, it has the force of attracting, of bringing about barakat in that home. But if that very same home now, if the television is going to be played, or people are going to be making ghibat, or other gunas are going to be taking place of intermingling, etc., then that very same home now that we are attracting and we are trying to bring the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that very same home will be repelling it with sins. So on one side, we should be careful that we do the good actions, and on the other side, we be careful that we don't lose it. If a vehicle a person is traveling in, he got the windows open and he's got the air conditioning on. So that air conditioning system will bring that cold air, but having that windows open will cause the hot air also to come in, and whatever cool air was there, you'll lose that. So when a person is committing sins, all that cool air, that cool breeze of that ibadat that he was doing, all that is getting lost by the gunas that he is getting involved in, like that vehicle whose windows are open, and there's a hot breeze outside, that hot wind suddenly engulfs that car, and that effect is lost of that air conditioning system. So therefore, when we do good deeds also, we should try and retain it, like how we retain the cool air by keeping the windows closed when the air conditioning is on, like that we should retain it by avoiding all types of gunas. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله حسنة والحسنة بعشر أمثالها لا أقول ألم حرف ولكن ألف حرف ولام حرف وميم حرف رواه الترمذي. هذا عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the one who recites a letter of the Quran Sharif receives a reward, and each reward is multiplied tenfold. For every single letter that we read of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala's mercy is so much, His kindness is so much. We read one letter, He's multiplying the reward 10 times. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say that I don't say that Alif, Lam, Mim is a letter. So here we're talking about Alam. Like in Alam Tara, you'll see that Alam is Alif, Lam, Mim. So this, although we read it as Alam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I do not say that Alif, Lam, Mim is one letter. This Alam, I'm not saying it is one letter, but Alif is one letter, Lam is one letter, and Mim is a letter. In other words, for every letter is getting multiplied 10 times. So if these 3 letters is multiplied 10 times, 30 rewards Allah Ta'ala is giving us just for reading something that sounds as one word, Alam. Kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is illustrating to us by explaining that every single letter, even though it is one word that seems like just one sawab we should be getting, Allah ta'ala's kindness is such that He multiplies it. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that for every letter, 100 blessings come to a person who recites the Quran Sharif while standing in salah. In other words, now when a person is reciting Quran Sharif and he is increasing the reward by reciting it in salah, he gets 100 blessings, not just limited to 10. He gets 100 blessings because he's reading Quran Sharif in salah, and that is while standing in salah. 50 blessings accrue to him whilst he recites sitting in salah, and 25 blessings accrue to him for the one who recites wood wudu outside salah, and 10 blessings accrue to the one who recites without wudu, and 1 blessing accrues to the one who does not recite but listens to the recitation of other people. So many rewards Allah Ta'ala is giving us. You're standing in salah, you're getting 100. You're sitting and reading in salah, you're getting 50. Person who recites Quran Sharif, he gets, a person who recites Quran, 25 blessings accrue to the one who recites Quran wood wudu outside salah, and 10 blessings accrue to the one who recites without wudu. And person just listening to someone else reading Quran Sharif, he's getting 1 reward. So this is the kindness from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الذي ليس في جوفه شيء من القرآن كالبيت الخرب رواه الترمذي. This explanation of this hadith, we finish give it, but just for the sake of completeness, we'll do the translation. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the one who has nothing of the Quran Sharif in his bosom, in his heart, is like a deserted house. When the person goes into a deserted house, he feels very, very uneasy. He feels eerie. Nobody is staying there. It's completely deserted. Nobody wants to be there into a deserted home. So like that, a person who's got no part of Quran Sharif in his heart is like a deserted home. We all like that house must be full of things. When we walk in, there must be 1 lounge suite. There must be a dining area. Sometimes a person has got flowers in his house. And sometimes he's got other things to make his house look nice. He likes his house must feel populated. People must be there. There must be some life in that house. A person likes it. He doesn't just want to walk in there and just see no windows, no doors, completely deserted. So if we like for our home to be like that, shouldn't we like for our heart to be like that in the sight of Allah Ta'ala? And the way to bring life, and the way to populate, and to make that heart like a homely home, like a house that feels like a home, is to recite Quran Sharif. Every day we take our time and recite Quran Sharif. The last hadith of this chapter, عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يقال لصاحب القرآن اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلتك عند آخر آية تقرأها رواه أبو داود. حضرت عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهم narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who adhered to the Quran Sharif will be told on the day of Qiyamah, recite and continue ascending, recite slowly as you used to recite in this world. Your position will be at the last verse which you recite. Here the hadith says that يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ, it will be told to the person of the Quran. Ulama explain what is meant by the person of the Quran. It actually means either a person who is hafiz of the Quran, who learned the Quran Sharif and he adheres to it, or it can include a person who is not a hafiz of the Quran, and this gives us all hope. It can include a person who is not a hafiz of the Quran, but he was regular with reading Quran, regular with reading the Quran Sharif, and he would practice on it. He will also get this favor. What favor? That on the day of the Qiyamah, he'll be told, "Iqra warataqi warattil kama kunta turattilu fi dunya." That recite and continue ascending with every ayat, you're going higher and higher and higher. Ulama explained that one of the things we learn from this is that there are approximately 6,666 levels in Jannah, because for every ayat a person will be ascending 1 level, and according to his level of tilawat of Quran in this world, according to his strength of reading Quran and practicing upon Quran, that is the strength and ability he'll have to rise on the day of Qiyamah. So imagine how fortunate that person was who held steadfast to the Quran Sharif, he practiced upon it and he made tilawat of it in this world, he'll continue to rise on the day of Qiyamah right up till he reached the top stage. So therefore, you shouldn't take it as something light. One more point that ulama take out from this hadith is we are told, وَرَتِّلْ كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلْ. Rattil means read, but read properly. In other words, don't just race through it. Sometimes you'll find a person is just racing through the recitation of Quran. The idea is to read properly with the rules of tajweed, take into account every law and rule of tajweed and read properly. So when a person reads like this, then he's fulfilling the right of the Quran Sharif. This brings an end to this chapter on the virtues of tilawat of Quran. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making tilawat part and parcel of our life. Not a day shall go past in our life that we don't take out time for tilawat of Quran Sharif. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.